This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, failed to mention news, comedian Jeff Dye, and bizarre things in Ubers. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Listen, Fergler shoppers. You need hardware, you need Fergler. That's right, Fergler's Hardware Store. Fergler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right, Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails, including the kitchen sink. Fergler's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Fergler's. Free popcorn Mondays, free coffee Fridays, free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must be Fergler's Hardware Store. If Fergler's doesn't have it, you don't Fergin need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Fergler.
He's Ernie Fergler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there. The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom. And we've got a special guest in the studio.
He's a comedian, actor,
bon vivant, man about town,
television personality. His name is Jeff.
Tall dude.
Jeff Dye.
You're much taller than I remember.
Yeah.
I did you get that leg lengthening?
Yeah. You heard about that?
God, that is the creepiest story we had all week.
Right? The leg lengthening surgery.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah. It's a real thing. Yeah. Wow.
And excruciating. It sounds like.
And what were the limits like?
3 inches is all the...
Was it three? I thought it was only like a half an inch.
No.
It was up to 3 inches. Okay.
We'll tell you about it in a minute, but right now it's time for a very special guest. We are joined on the big screen.
Holy hell.
Oh!
Hey!
Hello, everyone. It's Jeff Oskey with the Failed to Mention News Desk. We give you a lot of the news each week, but we don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we... failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this. My daughter, 5 years ago, my mom was like, can I buy your oldest daughter a parakeet? And I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound messy. And now my daughter's parakeet is sick.
Oh.
And she insisted that we take it to the vet.
Okay.
What I failed to mention, even the vet was looking at us like, why'd you bring a $5 bird in? And the vet visit, $160 for those of you doing the math at home. Yeah, I could have bought her 32 new parakeet. 32 new.
What was wrong with it, Jeff?
I don't know, but I'm hand feeding it now 3 times a day because I ain't got nothing better to do with my life.
That bird's totaled.
Yeah. Yes. I should have gotten the insurance. I just got the basics. Over in New Delhi, a man was killed by a cow that was struck by a train, which made it fly at the man as he peed by the tracks.
All right.
Well, you failed to mention, man, their Dr. Seuss books are way more intense over in India. Okay.
Uh-huh. I like that. Don't do that.
A dead body was stored. Well, it's going to get worse, just to let you know. A dead body was stored in the drink cooler for over a week after a man died during his cruise. What you failed to mention, who's in charge of the autopsy? Dr. Pepper?
The drink cooler,
The drink cooler,
Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Oh, A Japanese study has revealed that men who suffer from low sex drive are almost twice as likely to die early. What you failed to mention, the cure? Younger, hotter wife.
Oh, who knew?
My lady is going to love that one. Okay. Some jokes are worth sleeping on the couch for. A 13-year-old child had to be freed by firefighters from a claw game after climbing into the machine at a North Carolina amusement park. What you failed to mention, great job, Mom and Dad. You raised yourself a real winner. You can have your choice of any prize off the bottom shelf. Nope. Okay. A woman claims she's in a sexual relationship with an airplane. What you failed to mention? Hey, you got to give her props for that.
Hey, props, everybody.
Props. Applause.
No. Applause break. You got an applause break.
It's probably the only thing she'll go down on.
A T-Rex skeleton just sold for a little more than $5 million at auction. What you failed to mention? A T-Rex album just fetched $40 on eBay.
Oh. Bang-a-gong.
Get it on. Love it.
Let's see here. Sledgehammers are being recalled. What you failed to mention, I remember hearing and seeing Peter Gabriel's song Sledgehammer on MTV for the first time as a child and wishing that would be recalled.
What?
We get it, Peter. You're more than just a musician. You're an artist, Peter. Oh, you're... Oh. I'm just joking. I'm a huge... if you put on Don't Give Up or In Your Eyes on right now, I'll start weeping like a child who just saw his puppy mauled by an alligator.
Oh,
wow. I've been a lot of tears.
That's big fan.
Or hit by a sledgehammer.
Not to, don't play any Peter Gabriel around him.
Don't hit a puppy with a sledgehammer. Right. That's bad.
Hey, Tom, you missed Miss Pat. Miss Pat was on yesterday. We learned that she is building, along with her new house behind her new house, she is building her dogs a 600-square-foot home with a TV, bathroom, and full kitchen. What you failed to mention, be sure to check out her new book in 10 years called How I Went Broke. And finally, the city of Kyle in Texas is attempting a world record for the largest same-name gathering of men called Kyle, mm-hmm. by the name of Kyle.
Uh-huh.
They're going to need more than 2,325 Kyles to break the current record. What you failed to mention, if all the Kyles are there, who's going to change my oil at Jiffy Lube? I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news that I should have just passed on.
You failed to mention news, Jeff Oskey.
I like the fact that his bow tie was hidden by his beard.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
No Contest Wrestling, where O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their hot takes with the biggest names in the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bron Breakker.
Welcome to the pod.
My aspirations in life, I always wanted to be a WWE superstar.
The prodigy, Roxanne Perez. I gotta talk about the hugger cosplay.
I mean, it was perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah. LA Knight.
What
man.
Am I Welcome doing here? At this point, I can retire. See you, everybody.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So Miss Pat is building a doghouse.
660 square feet.
It was a disgusting display.
Washer, dryer,
Yes. Yeah. And you were probably all too afraid to say anything to her because she'll kill you.
Well,
she's an intimidating lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can be, yeah.
Oh, not to me. We get along great.
Oh, she missed
I get
you.
Along with her. I was just saying she's scary.
She called Chick Tom at least 3 times.
Yeah.
And Chris. So, yeah, whatever.
That's she fine. Did call you Chris. Yeah. And I just realized why.
Yeah. Buy me a doghouse, Tom. Buy me a doghouse, Chick.
No, now you should be talking to her about buying you stuff.
Yeah. Well, she's still got money.
Yeah. Hurry.
I mean, that joke was just true.
It was really a compliment.
I just shook my head. Yeah, this joke. All the other ones I laughed. I heard that one. I go, that's accurate. Yeah. She's going to be broke.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see now. Where were we? Oh, we were talking about Uber. And they release their list every year of stuff people leave on Ubers.
Yeah.
And the usual suspects. I mean, everyone with iPhones and...
I was just surprised at the order.
Backpacks and yeah. purses and whatever. Some of the unusual items that were found.
Oh, here we go.
This is really bizarre. A Danny DeVito Christmas ornament.
How about that?
It's cool.
Is that...
Okay. Is that something you want on your... Do
First
you have
of
a celebrity
all, I
Christmas
wonder which
tree?
Danny DeVito character
Let's say
is.
You like Danny DeVito. How do you make the leap to...
That's an Always Sunny fan.
Exactly,
right
yeah. yeah. I was going to say, he's got this new ironic fame yeah. about
that's
him.
True.
Yeah, yeah. I got an ornament this Christmas, a Wordle.
A Wordle ornament?
Yeah, it's a Wordle ornament.
Of course you did.
Well, those
did
people?
You guess the word?
No, no, you can't play on that. It's
I don't know what I'm talking about. I have a little mouse with the number one for the Washington Commanders.
Well, that's cute.
That
How about that?
Is
that
cute? Yeah.
Hey, Commanders.
That's sweet.
Which one is that? Which team is that again?
Washington. You jerk. And there's the outdated Washington. And okay. I think we're going to Joe Theismann.
You know, I got you a gift like 4 years ago that I'm just remembering about.
Oh, what'd you get him?
I did a charity thing for Mark Rippon where I just did comedy and Rip the... Greatest. I got to golf with him, and I was like, I don't know anybody that likes, I guess I can't say the R word. I was like, I don't know anybody that likes the Washington football organization. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I think Chick at Bob and Tom was a big Redskins. He's got bobbleheads and stuff. And I got you a thing, but I'm going to just mail it. I
oh,
just remembered
nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't given it to him yet.
I was trying to remember what you'd given
no,
him.
No. I literally have it. Well, because then, you know, the COVID happened, and then
sure. Chick oh, yeah. did have one of...
All hell broke loose.
I lost my career, and...
You have a Mark Rippon jockstrap.
A buddy of ours from this area actually went to Michigan and ended up being drafted by the Redskins and played on the team, and he at one point...
Acquired.
They were in the locker room, and Mark Rippon's jock strap was on the locker room floor. He grabbed it, put it in a Ziploc bag, and mailed it to me. And I got it with the condensation on the inside.
How do you get that authenticated?
Yeah. Yikes.
I don't know, but I wear it.
I wear it every night.
Some of the other unusual items lost on an Uber, a toy poodle. You think you'd miss that?
Yeah.
A fog machine.
That toy poodle was left behind on purpose.
Yeah.
A fog machine has to be some...
Yeah. I like to think that Tim Burton just travels with one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or
every
I was
city.
Thinking some rock band.
Yeah, or a magician, maybe.
Tonight's our gig.
I think Flake.
Was it maybe a poodle, like, toy?
No, I think it was a live
a
dog.
Living
like
toy
a little
poodle. That's wild.
Yeah. A unicycle.
Wow.
How do you forget that?
No kidding.
Maybe in the trunk?
Maybe.
Wouldn't you remember you brought your unicycle?
And what, as the driver, wouldn't you go, hey, don't forget your unicycle?
I don't want to be seen with a toy.
I still can't get over the toy poodle. Like, call, hey, did I leave something in your car? Like, did you notice a living animal?
16 ounces of fake blood.
Nice.
I like to think Tim Burton travels around.
Yeah.
Like,
so. Yeah, yeah,
I would
like
I wonder how you knew it was fake.
I would like to think.
Good point. Maybe they tasted it.
Yeah. Good thing we didn't step in it. The classic.
A printer.
Okay.
A remote control vibrator. That doesn't surprise me.
A remote control vibrator.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't
even know that's a thing.
Oh, they're fun, man.
How lazy are you?
No, they're awesome. She puts it on. Like, she well, and then you control the remote.
Oh, interesting.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, they have, you can actually do it with an iPhone.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
These people are so weird.
It's rad, man. You'll dig it.
You can
dig
it.
So
don't
like
worry.
It more.
I'll wake you up tomorrow morning, honey, even though you're 1,000 miles away.
That's
are you
going to
give me a phone
idea.
Call?
Not
no. exactly.
Better than a phone call.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. A small camping stove and funeral pamphlets. Was that together in the same lot?
I guess.
What was it?
Sounds like
a small camping stove and funeral pamphlets.
Well, somebody who's looking for a cheaper cremation.
Ah,
Coleman.
I didn't get enough for that.
No, you got exactly.
I quickly put that together.
You got exactly.
Nice.
You didn't give us time to laugh. You said, well, they're looking for a cheaper cremation. I deserve more for that. It was like right after.
You know what? You're right. I jumped on you guys. I apologize.
A lightsaber. That doesn't seem
not
unusual.
A real one.
No. Hamsters. It's more than one.
Oh.
It was hamsters.
Wow.
Have you ever bought, how have you dodged buying hamsters?
Yeah, me, I'm wondering about that,
I
too.
I have a dogs only rule in my house.
Okay. Yeah, fish.
You've had a lot of stuff.
The fish didn't
You've
make the move.
You've had frogs.
The fish did not make the move.
Time out. What do you mean they didn't
well,
make the move?
Where the hell are they?
I don't know, but I don't see them, and I'm not looking for them.
Ooh. Wait, did the frogs inspire the dog only thing, or did you break your own rule?
You've had geckos, you've had fish. No,
I didn't buy any of the non-dog pets.
Oh, okay.
They were all suckered into me.
Hey, where have you guys been?
Really,
oh, so-and-so took us to the pet store. You.
I once bought a wind scorpion in high school. Do you know what these are?
No.
It's like, it's the scariest looking thing you'll ever see. They're also called camel spiders. It's like the biggest spider.
Those are weird.
It's huge. But basically some troop from Iraq came back, gave it to the pet store. It's not even supposed to be on our continent.
Oh, my gosh.
And we thought it looked so cool that we bought it. And we took it on, like, tour. We took it to, like, Hollywood Video. We went to, like, school. We're like, oh, look at this God. Spider we box. It's huge. And I guess they run, like, 40 miles an hour. Like, it's, like, this crazy big...
Like, our soldiers have to deal with those while they're in... Yeah.
Yeah, and so I, you know, we took it to my buddy's house. We're going to keep it there. And his mom and dad were like, no, no, this is not... We're definitely not doing this. We need to bring it back to the pet store.
No. Can we return this?
And they were like, we'll take it back, but we're not going to give you our money. Oh. That's the weirdest pet I ever had. And I only had it for 24 weird. Hours.
Leave it in an Uber.
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
The list gets weirder. My favorite one, though, is the handwritten jar that says My Happy Sauce on it.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's gross. That's
rough. What I like to do.
Like to make it happier.
I spend a week making the happy.
Is that right, sir?
Yeah.
A power of attorney document issued by the Turkish consulate.
Well, that's handy. Well,
yeah.
That sounds totally above board. There's nothing that could be going wrong there.
A bidet.
Hmm. Oh, this must be the aftermarket special. Not the whole bowl.
Right. The one guy says, I left a slab of bluefin tuna for sushi on the floorboard of the back seat.
On the floorboard.
Ooh. Wonder how long it took for the
I'd
guy
like to
find
know
it.
Where he works. What restaurant is that, sir?
You know the number one thing left behind in Uber that didn't even make the list?
What?
Puke. How's that not on the list?
Well, isn't that a set fee?
Yeah, $200.
Whoa.
They charge you $200. But if I was an Uber driver, I'd just only pick up this drunkest people in the world, and I would drive kind of crazy. Because if I can get 10 pukes a day.
Your money ahead.
That's a really good day of driving.
Oh, remember, man. It's your car.
Yeah, I know. It's gross. But if you want to make the good scratch.
You can get it clean. Yeah, it'll be fine. Up.
For $300.
Well, no, but if you make six people, that's $1,200. You're 900 ahead.
I'm not above cleaning up some puke.
Yeah.
Yep. I am. Sorry, I'm out.
Yeah, but that's LA puke. You don't know. That's good puke.
If I'm driving Uber, I need the $1,200. We're not talking about famous radio host who's killing it financially. We're talking about
not just any puke. It's LA puke.
Right.
A very special episode tonight.
Smells
with Jeff
Dye,
William Shatner,
and kombucha.
And kombucha. Yeah. That's living puke.
Last thing left in a Uber.
It sparkles because it's got champagne in it. A pregnancy test.
Really?
Oh, well, I bet that was left on purpose.
I hope they didn't take it in the car.
Yeah. Did you pee back here? Yeah, I had a pregnancy test.
I got some bad news in the Uber on the way here. We're having a baby.
Yeah, last year, I remember there was like a bucket of sex toys.
Not just wow. One.
I don't remember the bucket angle, but
KFC has really changed their menu.
Did it come aside?
I got just the exact amount that I was expecting. Thank you very much.
KFC. Extra crispy.
Bucket of dildos, a bucket of fun.
Pat, you have a song about that?
A bucket of dildos? Yeah. No, I do not. Not yet.
Officials in Greece will now allow pets into more than 120 archaeological sites across the country. The move, unanimously approved by the Greece's Central Archaeological Council, will relax current rules, which allow only guide dogs for disabled visitors.
What, do they break some shovels?
Yeah, who cares about it?
Some of the more popular sites, like the Acropolis of Athens.
Never heard of it.
Athens.
No, they don't want dogs there and turn into the Acropolis.
Yeah.
Wait, they will or won't allow?
They won't allow them there.
Oh, good.
But a lot of the other ones,
leave your pets at home. What's everyone doing?
Yeah, I know.
It's so annoying. Well, I should be able to bring my dog into this grocery store. No, you shouldn't. The dog.
Ancient Olympia or Delphi will still remain pet-free. And is it Knossos in Greece?
No.
Or in Crete?
Mykonos?
No, Knossos.
Oh, I don't know.
Knossos. I thought there was a plague in Crete. Isn't there a plague in Crete?
I don't know. Never been to Crete. But I kind of like the music. Oh, that's Spain.
No, that's Crete. Yeah, that's Spain.
Yeah. Leave your pets at home if you're going there. I think. Really?
Have you ever taken a dog on a plane, Tom?
I love this joke.
No.
No.
Cat, yes.
You brought a cat on a plane.
Two of them.
What? Yeah, for what reason?
Our nominee for most pretentious story in the history of the world. Tom?
Come on.
I don't know if it's going to beat all the home renovations of Miss Pat, but go ahead.
I was flying from Milan,
mm-hmm.
Italy, to New York, and my sister was going on a long journey, so she lived in Milan. Her two cats had to be brought back here. So,
what were you doing in Milan, though?
You're just summering there.
Oh, this isn't when you were interviewing the photographer?
That was Paris.
Oh, sorry.
Cardiac ass, was it?
It's Henri Cartier-Bresson.
That's right.
For the subliterate.
That's French for anal bleaching.
Yeah. Subliterate.
It was so weird. And here's the thing. The Italian vet...
Sure.
I'm not kidding here. He gave me a chemical to put the cats to sleep for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in those little things where you have to put a needle in and draw it out. And
oh, sure, yeah.
What a vial?
A vial, yeah, with a rubber top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You stick the needle in. So, yeah. You know, here I am, you know, with fresh needles in a bag with two cats.
Look like you're putting down cats.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Wow.
That is wild. But the cats made it all right.
Yeah, neither of them would die. They were like...
I held them underwater. I choked them.
No, they say 3% of the people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3%, and the rest goes down the drain. I will never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3%, 100% of the time.
Gotta write that down.
They say 72% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot. 84.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. Now, I will never know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt I need another double shot of something 90 proof. This is too much to think about. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt with too much to think about. They say 92% of everything you learned in high school was bullcrap that you will never need. 82% of everything you got, you bought just to satisfy your greed. Because 94% of the entire population links possessions to success. Even though 80% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming extent. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, I've got too much to think about. 82% of all statisticians truly hate their freaking jobs. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank he robs. There's this little bank not far from here I've had my eyes on now for a while. Lately, all I can think about is a going out in style.
Yeah!
It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.